course, these first SCRs were going to be $100 or $200 a piece, so they would hardly have an immediate application in those. But on the other hand, those simple circuits got across the idea of what these devices could do and how much power this little thing could control from full off to full on, from dim to bright on the case of a lamp, from zero speed to full speed in the case of a motor. So it got that across with a half a dozen components. Got that across, but the first applications commercially that we did were the ones where they really needed this value. Probably one of the first big applications that practically knocked our doors down after we made our public announcement were the people making stage lighting dimmers. Backstage, they have these big rheostats. They were maybe 15, 18 inches in diameter, and they had handles on them. And they had banks of them for every light or set of lights. And they dissipated as much energy as the light. So that backstage, in this place you'd like to keep air conditioned, the stage lighting was just keeping everybody fried. And they couldn't wait to replace these big heat-dissipating devices, which, you know, when you do it with a rheostat, you throw away as much heat as the device you're controlling. Whereas the SCR came along, and that was a switching device, and would dissipate at the most about 1% of what was going to the lights or to the load or whatever it happened to be. Of course, the aircraft industry and the military couldn't wait to get their hands on it because they had a big premium on weight, reliability, and space, and heat dissipation efficiency. So paying $100 or $200 for a 16-amp device was nothing for them. But very quickly in the ensuing years, we got the costs down so that consumers could start using them, and they did find their way into light dimmers and the speed controls that, you know, hand drills, that type of thing.